For Mama and Grandma, who are always looking out for me up in the bank in the sky. Introduction. The camera crew got to our apartment at 6 in the morning that Saturday. The whole team from CNN, sound, makeup, producers, the whole deal, squeezed into my tiny childhood home in South Central, there to broadcast live during the 1997 draft. This was the same place I had grown up, sharing a room with my sister that wasn't even a room, just a nook with a sheet hung up for privacy. Listening to NWA songs about shootings and drugs and gangs, about things I saw every day on the streets. Sitting on the floor my freshman year of high school, staring into space as I iced my aching, inflamed knees, wondering if I ever achieve my NFL dreams and get my family out of the hood. Now, after all those years, all those struggles, here was a CNN camera crew right in our living room to watch as I finally got chosen by some team, any team, to play in the league. Of course, first they had to figure out how to fit all their shit into the damn place. By the time they unloaded all their gear, all their equipment, all their mics and cameras, we looked around and realized there was nowhere left for any actual people to sit. The CNN guys took a look around, scratched their heads, and promptly got rid of half their stuff, making barely enough room for me and my family to watch my fate unfold on TV. A lot of the potential first-round picks were actually attending the draft, which was in New York City, but I didn't get a formal invite. I flown myself home for the weekend, using some of the money from my agent's advance. Besides, I wanted the world to see my roots, see where I was from, a background I was both proud of and fought every day to improve on. I also wanted to be around plenty of my friends and family to help me through both potential oh shit moments. That's, oh shit, I just got picked in the first round, let's party. Or, oh shit, it's the seventh round, and are these people ever gonna call my damn name? I was projected to go somewhere in the first couple of rounds. But that's the thing about draft projections. No matter what Mel Kiper might say, he wasn't the one signing the contracts. It all came down to the teams, and no one could predict exactly what they do. I settled in with Mama, my dad, Grandma, my sister Tiki, and my best friend Jabari, and every other uncle, second cousin, and halfway former acquaintance from down the block who could cram into our place. When a kid from the block was about to make it big, everyone wanted a piece. Because we were on the West Coast, 3 hours behind the New York broadcast, it was early as hell. But I was so pumped, my eyes were peeled wide open. I knew there was no way I'd get chosen in the first few picks. Those spots were reserved for college superstars, not standouts like me from Columbia University, an Ivy League school with a notorious history of awful football teams. But I didn't care. I was still listening to those announcements with every cell of my ear canal. I wasn't even waiting for my name. A syllable or two would have been enough to set me off. Marcel. Give me a sound, baby. That's all I need. I'm begging you. But no. Pick one came, and the name I heard didn't start with an M.
Orlando Pace of Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that everyone in the world knew number one was going to be Pace. Shit, I needed to chill. Okay, fuck that. Time to focus on number two.
Darryl Russell of USC.
Okay, all right. I knew Russell would be up there, too. That made sense. Just had to look at three.
Sean Springs of Ohio State.
Fine. So I wasn't going to be three. No one even thought I would be three. Whatever. On to the next one. And the next. And the next. What really killed me, though, wasn't even the names that were popping out. It was the wait between each announcement. That wait had always seemed easy in past years, when I had been watching for fun. Minutes upon minutes spent interviewing the most recent pick, talking to the usual sports prognosticators, and, of course, giving the teams time for all their backroom deals and machinations. But now? When I was an actual prospect? When it was my life on the line?